update us on what you think Carson Palmer's progress has been here the last week or so?
I think he's picked up a little bit. I mean, obviously, he's been with us a little bit longer, so I think he's starting to understand the system and how to play in it, how to play around his teammates and those types of things.
Have you done anything with him that you did in Cincinnati, or is he basically, you know, learning what you had?
No, he's kind of learning what we have. It'd be hard to change, you know, everybody else. So he's got to come in here and kind of get with the flow here and jump in.
Can you talk about your decision going back 2 weeks, holding him out, and then I guess you felt like you needed a little change, a spark in the second half against Kansas City?
Yes, I did. I mean, my goal was to try to get him some reps, but late in the game, maybe hand the ball off just so he got a feel for the game. And as the game went on and the game was kind of getting away from us a little bit, I made a decision to put him in. You know, I think when I look back on it, it might have been probably the best decision, because if not, the first time playing against the Broncos would have been his first live opportunity. But he went in there and competed. Obviously, I asked him if he wanted to go in. It wasn't like I threw him in. He went in there and competed as hard as he could. Obviously, it didn't go as well as he liked for it to, or I'd like for it to, but at least he was able to get his feet wet a little bit as we head into this next game.
How about TJ? He had some influence there, or I know you have history there too.
No, I had the biggest influence. I know everybody wants to say that Carson got TJ here. This is Hugh Jackson. I coached TJ, obviously, in Cincinnati. I tried to get TJ here during training camp, to get it done then, and obviously there was more of an opportunity now, and I think it's just coincidental that obviously Carson's here and now they're back together, but that's just part of it, and I'm okay with that. But he's here because I think this guy can help us win football games.
Have you ever coached a quarterback like Tim Tebow, you know, the dual threat, so to speak, the athletic type guy?
Yes, I have. I didn't get a chance to coach him in a game, but I did have an opportunity to coach Michael Vick when I was in Atlanta. And Michael, you know, obviously is a tremendous passer and tremendous runner. So they have some, you know, I'm not going to say they're similar. Obviously, they're different guys, different players. But people would say that Mike is also that kind of running, throwing quarterback.
And then how about Pryor? How's he coming along? Is similarities there?
He's getting better. Obviously, it's been tough because, again, we're in the season. So with no training camp and no opportunity to really spend a ton of time with your teammates, I think that's hard. But I think we are definitely making progress with him. I think he's getting better.
How do you rush a guy who can run, a quarterback who can run? What's your feeling on that?
You got to stay in your gaps. You got to stay in your lanes and stay in your gaps, because the one guy that's on an offensive football team that's not accounted for is a quarterback. So we got to do a great job of making sure that we play fundamentally sound defensive football.
You seem to handle the Broncos pretty well up front in the opener. Do you look at that game and learn a lot for it, or is, because of Tebow, is it almost like starting over as far as preparing?
Yeah, it's like starting over. You know, this is a different game, different quarterback, same team. But still, I mean, this team has played well. I mean, what I see on videotape is not what I think everybody else sees. I see a real good defensive football team. I see an offensive football team that can run the ball, can eat up some clock. They got a quarterback who's going to be in his third start. I mean, and some things take time. But I guarantee you, this young man, he knows how to play, knows how to win. And at some point in time, he's going to catch on fire.
Do you see, and having looked at the opener when you played him and then looked at him this week, do you see them doing different things on offense for Tim?
Yeah, no, I think they are trying to build an offense for him, just like most coaches would in the league. You try to put your players in situations so they can have success, and I think their coaches are doing a good job of doing that. I think everything they're doing is trying to give him an opportunity to have success as they play.
What are a couple of the things you've seen that are a little different from the opener?
Well, I think they're getting the ball out quick. I think they're trying to move him around in the pocket a little bit, and then they're using his legs in their running game so that he's a primary ball carrier at times. So I think they're giving him opportunities to display his talents and abilities.
There's a lot that went into a lot of factors on why you pulled the trigger on the Carson Palmer trade. Was the fact that the Raiders haven't, you know, they've been down for so many years, and now you finally got a chance, and let's go ahead and give away a significant part of the future to go for it this year? Was that part of the thinking?
Well, that's part of the thinking. Part of the thing is we like to win. You know, when I look at this, whatever I think is going to give us the best opportunity to win, win now is what this is all about. I mean, a year from now, 2 years from now, it's not promised to anybody. But I know we're playing games right now. We have one this week. And I think I owe it to the team. I think I owe it to the organization to put us in the best situation to win.
Hugh, is it hard as a coach sometimes that you just signed Lito, you just signed TJ and Carson, you got in a trade fairly recently. Is that difficult to work all those guys in and get them ready to play?
It can be. It can be difficulty. But it's still, you know, at the end of the day, they're pro football players and they understand the responsibilities of what it takes to play. I think the team has embraced all these guys and glad that they're here because they know that I put guys on this team that give us the best opportunity to win.
Will you play Lito some in this game, you think?
Yes, I think we will. I mean, he's here. He's on this roster, so he's here to play.
Do you have any sense of McFadden's availability yet?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm heading down now as we get ready to go out to practice and find out exactly where he is. But right now, I do not know that answer as of yet.